downstairs.
How do you interpret? Ah!
Yeah, how do you interpret? Context how do you interpret would be that? Important.
If I'm hitting her with a scalding hot iron, bad.
And, yeah, okay.
If I'm hitting her from behind and slapping her ass with my penis, then yeah, it's probably fine.
Oh, welcome
probably
to the Anything good. Cast, by the way. I'm Patrick.
I'm Eric.
I'm Will.
And Will's back. Will.
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
Congratulations. I mean, back in we black. We did four episodes. It's been four episodes since it was all three of the boys.
I like how you congratulated me.
Yeah, I was out a little bit.
Being gone. On being back.
Yeah, well.
I was out for a little bit because, now I think I've said this on the podcast already, but got a new job.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
a working
a
man again. Yeah, yay. Yeah.
Eric got a new job. Will did a small stint in jail. We bailed him out.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm glad that you're back, Will. You're looking better than the other guy.
That's I mean, important. After the bridge accident in Baltimore,
Yeah. I'm surprised. I'm surprised.
He ate a homeless man.
I'm surprised the bond was so low.
Yeah, really?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you just barely hit it, though. I do have to say that. I'm kind of impressed.
Hey, look, mm-hmm. I was breaking as hard as possible. The court knows it was an accident.
I know, exactly.
You'd think that they'd get him a little harder for being distracted, like, while driving, but... I mean, I guess they seriously dislike the homeless up there so much that they just kind of figured...
Luckily, CBT doesn't show up on the drug test, so...
That, too. Yeah. And the prosecutor had Down syndrome, so...
That probably
everything kind of worked out, really, in the end.
The planets really aligned for you on that one.
Yeah. I mean,
you really probably did. Should be in prison.
Yeah, you should
I mean,
really...
they said it's going to take at least a decade to fix that bridge, so...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
And how many people did you kill?
They only pulled two out of the water?
Okay.
Yeah, I think most everyone survived for the most part.
No.
Because you, the lucky thing is, well, not everyone survived. The lucky thing is there were, like, some workers doing, some work on the bridge at the time, so there weren't a lot of people on it.
It wasn't at peak hours.
Oh, okay.
Thank God. That's the only good news, really, from that, is that
there
weren't many people on it.
The good news is I got back home.
That's true. The good news is that,
yeah, and we got our Will back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now the bonus supplement news is they pulled two people out of the water.
Yeah. Okay.
When you say
alive
they pulled two
or?
People out of the water, right? Did they pull two corpses out of the water?
The two pulled two alive people out of the water.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
That is good.
And how many did they pull out that were indisposed, shall we say?
Minimum?
Okay, minimum. That's a good number. I like that.
I feel like there were only like 20 some odd people on the bridge at the time it got
22
hit.
22 was the number I heard.
Yeah, I feel like it was somewhere between 20
you
and
saw.
24. So,
well, I mean, you probably heard them fall.
I mean, it's a big bridge. You think he could just see the whole thing and count how many people were on it?
It was dark.
It was.
Yeah,
it was
I mean, there's a lot of factors going on.
It was.
Could you do an accurate count of how many people were on a bridge? And also, you can only see the cars. You don't know how many people are in the cars.
You can't even see the cars, dude. Everything's just a...
Oh, also, you're looking up. Up at a bridge. You have to look down at a bridge to see the fucking cars on it.
Duh. I'm so stupid. Oh, my God. I'm not thinking about this at all.
He's on the water.
You guys never knew this, but I don't know if, Patrick, you can confirm this, but I have no good depth perception.
That's true.
Well, I think we all know that now.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Baltimore news.
I've been watching movies, boys. Like, lots of movies.
Yeah.
I got sick last week. And I got sick. So I got sick on like Wednesday or something. Mm-hmm. And then the next day was my wife's birthday and I'd already requested off work. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up and I've got a fever and my wife has a fever and we're just sick. And I was like, great. So I went to the doctor immediately, got some fucking antibiotics, steroids and shit. Called my boss and I was like, look, I'm not coming into the office tomorrow. I feel like shit. Doctor doesn't even want me to come. I'll get all you guys sick.
So steroids and antibiotics, I'm guessing you had some sort of upper respiratory
infection.
Whoa,
you do
something.
Steroids?
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking... Can't you tell? Look at me.
Dude, your short temper really was the telltale there.
Shut up, Will!
I cycle through like a billion steroids a month when I was in the shelter, dude. Prednisone is not a very exciting steroid, and that's 99...
You were cycling steroids?
Damn.
I mean, no, I was cycling through them, like, to give to the dogs.
Oh,
damn,
okay.
You put dogs on steroids? I bet they made the
some
best
jackass
dogs.
You see a bunch of, like, super muscular pit bulls, like, no.
Which
like
one of these...
pit bulls that look like they fucking work out, you know? They got, like, the jacked arms.
They're
look like
sitting
they're
around,
flexing.
They're sitting around playing poker, and then right next to them, they're, like, doing bench presses. Just all this shit dog shouldn't be able to do.
Those are just medical.
Yeah,
steroids.
Medical. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's something for their heartworm treatment.
Absolutely.
I definitely haven't been giving them anabolic steroids.
Point being, I
just
was
like
sick
fly
for
in a crate filled with like used needles under like a shelf, like not a single,
not
bit.
A single thing. No. Slide it like yeah, slide it behind you with 1 foot.
Yep, exactly.
Point being, I had like 48 hours with just me and my wife to do whatever.
Oh, you poor man.
Yeah, I know. God, you know, we only had sex once, Eric. Let's not blow it out of proportion, but. So, like, I just sat in my living room, which I have a new living room with a new couch that I got for my wife's birthday.
Yes.
And the couch is nice as shit, so we've just been chilling on the couch being sick.
Yeah.
And I have watched so much shit, and I want to know, tell me if you guys have seen any of these. Have you ever seen American Beauty?
No. I'm familiar with it, but I've not seen it. Is that the one where the...
I've seen Black
Chick
Beauty.
Falls in love with his, that's a horse. Anyway, that's
American
a little
Beauty would be a very different movie if it was Black Beauty instead of American Beauty. American Beauty is about Kevin Spacey as a 38-year-old man falling in love
with his babysitter.
With his 16-year-old daughter's best friend.
Oh, that's it.
No.
That's,
yeah.
I thought it was like his kid's babysitter.
But if he was falling in love with a black horse that... You know, I could probably get into that.
Isn't that movie the one that has the famous scene of the guy recording a trash bag floating in the wind or something?
Yes, it is, actually. That's where that comes from. And when that happened, I immediately started singing the song.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag blowing through the wind? Want to start again? Maybe you're a firework. Go and let your colors burn.
One of us has listened to this a lot.
Yeah, well, I amazed my wife. My wife was like, why do you know all these lyrics?
Bro, I was in
JonTron.
I was doing like
I knew them when I was working in grocery.
In like 2010 to 2012, so yeah, I heard a lot of Katy Perry songs.
So I watched American
I
Beauty.
With gay people, come on.
Will and I watched Interview with a Vampire on the night that he got me sick.
Oh, I saw that on...
I infected you.
Yeah,
you
Will infected me with AIDS, and
I saw
we were
that
watching
for free on like Peacock or something the other day. It popped up, and I was like, oh, the original Tom Cruise Interview with a Vampire. I've never actually watched this,
Who's
so
your favorite
I sat down
character?
And watched it.
Do you like Lestat?
Do you like Louis?
Do you like Armand?
Do you like San Diego?
Yeah, okay, yeah. San Diego is the best character. He just walks on a wall once. He's the best character ever.
That's all you need.
That's all you need, dude.
You know, I don't personally like her, but I think that one of the most interesting characters as far as the story is concerned is the little girl they turn.
Claudia. Yeah.
Claudia.
Yeah. Like, I thought that kind of adds a lot of meat to the story.
You know, they have a book later on where it's about some other guy, and it's a vampire who is a boy, like a little boy, kind of like Claudia. Mm-hmm. And then the man is just like a fully grown man. And he's not a vampire at all. And he's just like living with this little boy. And they've got this weirdly homoerotic relationship where he's like taking care of this little... It's like Leon the Professional, but like weird.
Yeah.
That book was weird, dude.
Kind of like Black Butler, but with less magic.
Yeah, yeah. Less magic more, and more erotic Shota stuff.
Did you see that new vampire movie coming out?
Which one?
I don't remember what it's called, but basically all these people get hired to kidnap this rich guy's girl.
Mm.
And they're getting paid like $80 million.
Yeah.
But turns out she's a ballerina.
A what?
A ballerina.
A ballerina.
She's a ballerina.
A woman who dances ballet.
Yeah. Twist.
Okay.
She's a vampire?
She's a vampire ballerina.
There we go. I think you probably could have led with that.
Yeah, probably lead
I don't
with
think
that
it's
one.
Really.
That...
I don't think being a ballerina is a twist. I think that's just a profession. That's just something people do.
Yeah.
Like, twist!
She flips.
He was a hunter.
Yeah.
It's just like, what is that? What does that have to do with the story? Yeah. Nothing. That's just his job.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like, you know, he's very interested in hunting, and he sells pelts.
Yeah, that's they actually have a whole... That's one third of the movie. That's the whole second.
They have
second
to
act.
Set up that she's... So you have to watch an entire
ballet.
Yeah, it's the whole second act.
Mm.
It's just a ballet.
Yeah, I used to dance ballet, but I honestly... Funny thing is, I actually don't like watching it that much.
It's boring.
It's like ballet's a...
I'm sure it's
a
fun
terrible
to do,
form
but
of
boring.
Like storytelling.
It
like,
is. It's a terrible form of storytelling. That's
like,
what it is.
Interpretive dance is bad, and ballet is worse. Like ballet's
no, dude,
better.
Ballet's better
to
than
what?
Interpretive
ballet
dance.
Ballet is better than interpretive. You got you. At
interpretive
least...
dance is better at telling a story, but still sucks.
Give me
ballet
one...
is more fun to watch because interpretive dance looks fucking.
Give
retarded.
Me one story that's in the popular zeitgeist from interpretive dance. I can do one for ballet right now.
No, I can do several for ballet. I mean, obviously, there's enough.
Ballet is obviously the better form of storytelling.
Also, his wife loves
interpretive
stage
dance
stuff.
Isn't, you know, that's just literally you translating something directly.
Okay.
It's more
sounds
like a form
like
of communication.
One is a worse form of storytelling than the other.
No, no, no. Interpretive dance is just fucking boring. It's easier to understand what they're saying through interpretive dance because you're being more specific about what you're trying to do.
Why do you say that? Why, what makes you think that interpretive dance is easier to like
what did
interpret?
I just say?
Because it's like more
is it
specific.
Because it's
you say, fuck you. That sounds dumb.
Well, it's an audio format. People aren't going to see you dancing. You can't
no,
do
but
that.
But that's the thing is like, you know, ballet is like too frou-frou and all over the place. Like, nothing that you're doing is telling me what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're just trying to look pretty, essentially.
What about the Nutcracker, dude?
Whereas interpretive
what about
dance,
the Nutcracker?
It's an audio format,
been
Eric.
In the Nutcracker, like, 9 times.
He really did not know what was happening.
Did they crack your nuts?
I have been a rat. I have been a toy
you're
soldier.
A rat.
I have been Fritz.
How they treat you in jail.
I have been... And I have been the Nutcracker.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
How many
I have been the
Nutcracker crack?
Prince. Just the two that I have, because they put me on a flat wooden fucking chair, and I had to sit through the entire fucking second act on stage.
Jesus.
On a flat fucking wooden chair that was uncomfortable as all get out. And I had to do that every fucking performance.
Eric,
I have shit to do in the first act when I come out as, like, Drosselmeyer's fucking son or whatever, and I fuck around for a bit, you know, I say hey to all the ladies, and I come out in the Nutcracker costume, and I fight the Rat King for a little bit, and then me and Clara fucking go to the Gumdrop Forest or whatever the fuck, and they invite us into Candyland, and we sit down, and I stay there until the fucking play is over.
He just did not know what was happening the entire play. Couldn't follow it. Terrible storytelling.
I watched it over and over and over again.
Awful storytelling.
You have no idea. It took me 9 times of being in this motherfucker to interpret the entire story. Like, you could not watch the Nutcracker and glean everything that I just said from what you saw.
Well, I was trying to think, like, I was like, wait, so what is the story? Because I've never seen the Nutcracker, so you telling me that, I was like, what the fuck
it's
is this about?
It's a super, super okay. story.
You're like, I'm a guy, I fight a rat, I get some bitch, I say hello to all the women, I go to the fucking candy forest, yeah. I sit down, I crack my fucking nuts.
Yes, like, exactly. That is what I had to do.
The story is so
does.
Simple. There's a girl, she gets small, she's
nope.
get kidnapped by a bunch of rats.
Wait,
now.
Is Thumbelina the Nutcracker?
Nope.
I don't know, okay. some shit like there, that. She
Will, you're so certain of yourself. You're like,
Clara
I don't know.
Never
I'm
shrinks.
Telling you, I saw the movie. Yeah.
Clara,
she shrinks down.
No.
She gets kidnapped. Yes, she
that
gets kidnapped by a bunch
not
of rats.
Part of the story.
And then this guy, he's a nutcracker. He had turned into a person from a fairy or some shit.
Oh my
and
God.
Then he also gets shrunk down. And he has to go in there after her, and there's a whole other world.
Is this a Secret of Anastasia situation where you've watched
and...
like a weird version of the Nutcracker that your
yeah.
parents
did you
rented
see that animated movie?
Yeah,
from
yeah.
a couple years
yeah.
ago.
No, no. I'll tell you what happened.
Oh my God, that thing was atrocious. What the hell?
Eric, I'll tell you exactly. What happened? That Will's parents rented the Nutcracker from Blockbuster when he was a kid. And they took the VHS home. They watched it once. Then they had a machine that would copy the VHS, and then they kept the VHS copy in their house and returned the other one to Blockbuster. Either that, or they kept that motherfucker and didn't ever take it back. I know Will's childhood.
Yes, I listened to that part of the podcast.
God,
I heard that.
Yes.
I think it was like Barney Nutcracker, or not Barney. Barbie's Nutcracker.
And okay. you thought what? You thought that would be accurate? You were like, you know what?
I don't know
what happens in the fucking Nutcracker.
I think okay. it was summed up pretty well enough. I think Barbie did a pretty damn good job.
Did your
I'll
sister
give you the bare
watch...
bones basics of the Nutcracker right now.
I just
Here's
gave you
it.
The bitch
no.
shrunk down. She gets kidnapped by a rat. The rat wants to marry. The
man
guy goes
fights
in.
A rat.
Yeah.
Man fights a rat. He sits on his nuts. They go to the fucking candy
they
forest.
Go to the fucking candy forest.
The rats are only in one scene, and they die at the end of that scene.
Why?
Because they're shot
they're
with a cannon and stabbed with a sword.
That's pretty metal, actually.
Yeah. The first act of the Nutcracker is the only part worth watching.
Okay.
The rest is just dance.
Okay.
Like, stuff happens that you can actually see happen in the first act. And then after that, it's just the chick and the Nutcracker guy sitting in the back watching everyone dance for them.
Did you fuck the chick, at least?
No.
Damn.
No. I did not get laid until, let me think.
Last month.
It was yesterday. About 6 years after I quit ballet, yeah.
Okay.
I did not score during that time frame.
Speaking
at
of
all.
Scoring, I watched Eyes Wide Shut, the Tom Cruise movie.
I also have not seen that, but I'm very familiar with it in the zeitgeist.
Yeah. Stay woke.
It's yeah, exactly. Stay woke. That is what that movie was about, Will. Tell me, what do you think Eyes Wide Shut is about, Will?
I think Eyes Wide Shut is about... so you got Tom Cruise, yeah. And like he's walking... He'll say he's walking in a dark city.
He'll say, I'm
walking here.
He'll say, I'm walking in a dark city.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out he is, in fact, walking in a dark city.
Okay.
And
so it's like a voiceover narration.
It's one of those like moments when the scene is coming down and...
Yeah, the camera's panning down.
And it's
down.
Only him in this alley, but like it's also kind of misty and like you got the smog and you got the puddle that he steps in.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. You get like a shot of his foot.
And if you kiss it, he'll turn into a prince.
Yeah. And so then he's going and then like he hears a noise from an alleyway that he passes.
Uh-huh.
Right? And he's like, "What?" And like he turns back and he's like he's looking down the alleyway and then like I don't know, he sees like a tentacle slurp into some garbage cans.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And then he goes to investigate it like everyone does.
Right. Yeah.
And then he gets slapped in the face with a tentacle monster. And so now he's blind, but his eyes are wide open.
Oh, eyes wide shut.
Wide shut.
So then he becomes a superhero that fights the mutant octopuses since they can't hurt him anymore.
Yeah, they upgrade his senses. They rebuild him.
Tom Cruise becomes fucking Daredevil. That's your version. It's Eldritch Daredevil.
He fights mutant alleyway octopi.
You know what? That's better than what Eyes Wide Shut is actually about. I'd rather watch that movie.
Sounds like a neat movie, to be honest.
Eyes Wide Shut's about, like, Tom Cruise and his wife, like, having, like, a sexual fantasies, and then Tom Cruise goes to, like, a cult meeting, and then it just fucking devolves.
Oh, cool.
It's not a very fun movie.
The famous, I believe, section from that movie is where they go to a, like, highfalutin orgy, and everyone's wearing, like, weird masks.
Yeah, that's the cult.
And they're all, like, naked.
Cool.
They have, like, a single robe.
You've
and
seen
like
it
a really
in, like,
weird
pop
mask.
Culture.
I've seen
you've
it.
Seen it referenced a lot before. Yeah.
It's, I mean, the movie is kind of whatever, though. Yeah. I did watch Andor. I don't know if any...
Oh, yeah? What did you think of Andor?
Andor, the new Star Wars show.
I thought it was the best thing Disney Star Wars has put out.
Was it pretty good?
It is not great, but it is good. It is definitely better than anything else that they've done, like Will said.
I think it's the most serious take from being a rebel in Star Wars that they've ever done.
I will say, first two seasons of The Mandalorian, pretty fucking good.
Yeah, this is better than that.
No, season two really fell off.
Season
one was really
two?
Good. Yes.
With that finale?
The finale
Luke?
Is the reason it sucked.
You didn't like the finale.
Bruh.
What, with Luke swooping in, saving them
at
the last
minute? What
about that
robot? And then they were like, oh no, we gotta go get the Rancor and blah, blah, blah.
Dude,
I didn't watch it.
The Rancor?
Yeah.
That's Boba Fett. That's the Book of Boba Fett.
Oh yeah, I hate that one too.
Yeah, Book of Boba Fett was...
You know, maybe season 2 was good. Maybe I'm thinking of season 2.5 of Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's the Book of Boba Fett. Sucked. Like, Mandalorian just straight up, like, stole two episodes.
Did.
It was like, Boba Fett. Episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Mandalorian, and then the finale.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. Like Boba Fett took a back seat for the last, like, three episodes of his own TV show.
Awful.
Dude, the opening to Andor is really strong, though.
It sucks because the actor's doing a great job. Temuera Morrison or whatever the hell his name is.
I don't know. He's the guy, Boba Fett?
The guy who plays Boba Fett. Yeah, he does a great job.
Yeah, he's like 60 pounds heavier than he should be or something.
He's also the same guy who played Jango Fett. Yeah.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. Because they actually referenced that in there where, in the better series, The Mandalorian, that came before it, there was a whole thing where the Mandalorian, you know, takes Boba Fett with him to try and recruit a couple of other Mandalorians. And the other Mandalorians are actually pissed and insulted that Boba Fett's there because, a lot of them were slaughtered by clones.
Oh, yeah.
And Boba Fett is... a clone of Jango Fett. He's just one that didn't have the rapid aging thing. So they were just like, yeah, I've heard that voice a million times.
I can see how
like
that would
a million
be.
Times. Like, you know, I've heard that voice gunning for me.
Now that I think about it, why
do
the clones in the Star Wars Clone Squad game that came out on like the GameCube, why did they have different voices? Shouldn't they all sound the same?
It was early they were, in the development, and at that time they didn't have the idea of, all the clones are going to be perfect Jango Fett clones and that they're going to be brainwashed into...
Well, actually...
They were just kind of brainwashed soldiers in the very beginning.
If you want to hand wave it within universe logic. The Republic of Mando, which is the game you're referring to, all of those guys are custom models.
Okay.
They've all been specifically tweaked to be good at specific roles as squad members.
Okay.
And they're for special forces. So you could kind of just hand wave that as they sound different because they tweaked with the genetics and all of them.
Jibo,
you
know? Jibo, that one there, make his voice deeper.
Yeah, all right.
I'm really into that.
You're really into that.
It'd be good for battle, I mean.
Little Boba, I don't know if you should be talking like that.
It'd be good for battle.
I think having a deep voice, Django, I'm trying to talk to your son. They should have different accents.
Django, please.
All four of them should have different accents.
I think it'd be really commanding in battle if they had different voices and different accents.
Can you please make your son shut up? I am trying to do my job here, and I mean, to be honest,
I want to have more input on the clones, even though I know nothing about cloning science.
Oh, me too. God. I want to have more access to the clones.
Just Jango Fett, you guys, Boba Fett are like super annoying, constantly bothering the fucking
All right.
Aliens.
You guys can live on the planet with
what
us. How
called?
About that? I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, though, it rains here every damn day.
Camino.
It don't do nothing but rain.
Kaminoans.
I like the idea that Kaminoans.
Kaminoans.
The big, tall, white guys.
Yeah, the big, spindly, tall, white guys.
Samuel Jackson, basically.
Yeah, they all have fucking Sam Jackson's voice. Because I remember in the movie, they had like wispy voices. They were just like,
yeah.
Come here. You know, like they had the high-pitched, wispy voices.
Wispy voices?
Yeah, I think they had wispy voices.
They were just like,
they?
Hello, Master Jedi. Like, we've, you know, completed all of the things to
the
your requirements.
The sex clones to your requirements.
They sound like, you know, gentle scientists is what they sound like, which
I
is
like
what they are.
I like them being Samuel L. Jackson. Mm-hmm. That's a lot better. Honestly, they should
have taken...
I'm
tired of these motherfucking clones in this motherfucking cloning facility.
Yes, mm-hmm. Will. Yes, references. Nice. Hell yeah, dude. Andor's got like a really strong opening, though. It's pretty cool.
I think I might have watched the first episode of that. I thought I liked it, and I just didn't pick it back up.
I'm on episode 3 or 4.
What's the last thing that happened?
He and the guy who's totally not going to end up being a Jedi got off the planet together. The guy with the cane.
Oh, no, he's not a Jedi.
He's going to be, dude. Trust me.
He's not.
Why?
One, because he's a rebel. He's the head rebel spy.
Dude, he's going to be secret Jedi.
And also,
I'm
you
got to
remember...
It.
This is when only Luke was the only Jedi.
I know.
There are Force-sensitive people out there who will never become Jedi.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's not going to be, like, part of the Jedi Order. I'm just saying, he's going to be, like, Force-sensitive, dude. That fucking cane looks so much like a goddamn lightsaber, I'm fucking calling it.
Well, also remember, there are non-Jedi Force disciplines out there. Like, there was...
I don't fucking know. I don't... What do I look like? A guy who cares about the Star Wars universe? I don't know what that fucking means.
Have you ever seen movie? What's the movie called with the rebels in it? Where are they...
Rebel One. Rebel Moon.
Rebel One.
Rebel Moon's
no, I think
a different
it's Rebel
thing.
One.
Okay.
Rebel Moon's a different thing.
Rebel One? Yeah. You know, that movie where
yeah,
they
the
get
one
the
that
Death
Andor's
Star plans.
From. Yeah. The one that is the sequel to the show that we're talking about.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, because in that, one of the characters is a, you know,
that's
a
true.
Monk.
He's like a monk dude.
Uh-huh. And he's not a Jedi, but he, you
Wait,
know,
no,
can use the Force to a very, very minor degree.
Wasn't he kind of? Wasn't he like a
no,
little
he's a,
training apprentice before they killed all the Jedi?
Well, okay. So people like him probably were a part of the Jedi Order.
Botanical garden.
What it is
which
people
is a true
like
thing.
Him.
The what?
So if you weren't very strong in the Force as a Jedi
yes,
and
okay.
no master picked you up, you were assigned to the Jedi Botanical Gardens.
Okay,
what the fuck
so,
does that mean? You took
well,
care of flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
really?
Yes.
No, okay.
You took care of gardens.
Basically, because, you know, Jedis and like good Force users have the ability to like, you know, kind of like tap into the life stream force of everything. They literally send them off to farms and they use their force sensitivity to do farming better. And so some
Will's
of them,
nodding his head. So I know this is real because so, Will like knows so much about the Star Wars universe.
You do get some offshoots. They're kind of in the middle where they still really
sure.
weren't super strong enough in the force or anything. And these guys become like scholars and monks.
You have
that
your
just study
every
the force
now and again. Sure.
You know, they do things like studying the force. And that's what was it like Donnie Yen or something? I forget who the actor was. Or no, it was.
I fucking
it
hate
was a really
Star
famous
Wars, dude. I like the more I learn about Star Wars, the more I hate it. I'm like, God,
what's it
the lore goes deep.
It goes obnoxiously deep.
What's another thing that you hate?
Always
about
had Mandalorians. Huge world building.
Okay, what about like Mandalorians?
They're just basically humans, but they're mean.
Oh,
that's
dude.
It.
No,
they're
no,
just
okay.
assholes.
You're confusing something. Mandalorian hasn't been a species for years.
I know.
And
I played
years.
Coder.
Okay,
yeah,
so like you
know
that like they're not they
yeah,
just
but
pick
they're
people
just
up.
Krogans.
It might
they're just
help you.
Krogans.
Well, they're not genetically anything. They just pick people up.
It might be a different kind of alien, and
a Mandalorian could pick you up and you know just bring you into their society.
They got wiped out by the Empire.
Yeah, I know. I remember he tells you that in Coder, doesn't he?
No, Coder is happening.
KOTOR
years
happens
and years
a
and
thousand
years
before that.
Thousands
yeah,
of
the
years.
Empire doesn't exist for a couple thousand years after KOTOR.
Then maybe I just looked it up on the Wikipedia after I was like, what is this?
Yeah, no, the Empire...
Empire glassed the planet.
Yeah, Mandalore, the planet, still existed during the Clone Wars era, and it was fought over back and forth by the Separatists and
Wait,
the Republic.
Did they glass the planet with the Death Star?
No.
Wasn't the
Death
point
Star,
of the Death Star that they could glass planets
They only
with
got
it?
To glass no. one planet with the Death Star before the Rebels took it out.
Then why did they build the Death Star
to
if they could glass
exhibit.
Planets?
Because it was part of the Tarkin doctrine.
The Death Star...
The what?
The Tarkin doctrine!
What the fuck is that?
It's Tarkin!
Okay, you know
who the fuck is
well,
Tarkin?
Calm down, I'll tell you!
How do you not fucking know who Tarkin is?
So you know the guy in on the Death Star who was like, you ain't fire when ready. Remember that guy?
No!
Oh my god.
The only guy who was over Darth Vader
yeah,
in the Death
you remember
Star.
The tall fucking guy with the big
the
head?
The guy that they recreated with CG?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy?
Yeah.
What? That guy was an important character.
He was the commander of the Death Star. He was the guy in charge of it.
He was the left hand of the Emperor.
He was the only person on that base who could tell Darth Vader what to do.
In that moment, technically, yeah. Anyways,
like, literally,
I'm sure that worked
and if
out
somebody
for him.
Else, well, he blew up in the Death Star.
Oh, okay.
But
the reason it was called the Tarkin Doctrine, was because Tarkin went to the Emperor whenever the Empire formed, and he was like, hey, I don't think we spend a whole lot of money on the Navy, so let's spend a lot of money on being intimidating, and then we won't have to spend so much money on actually being, like, that guy.
He basically said, let's invest in more nukes, less bombers.
He's the reason that the Empire isn't as efficient as it could be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
what? He was just like, you're just like, oh, yeah, he was like a main important character, but he was like a shitty guy.
Also,
kinda, yeah.
As far as intimidation and efficiency is concerned, when you're glassing a planet, that just means you surround it with all your big ships and you fire lasers at until the surface is uninhabitable. With the Death Star, you literally destroy the planet. There is nothing to go back and fix. It's gone.
Okay.
Now that you can really fix a glassed planet.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you fix the glassed planet?
You can still mine for resources and shit on it. It's still there. Like, you know, a glassed planet, it still exists.
Yeah, I guess.
A Death Star destroyed planet. Yeah, and you can mine on it. You can do all sorts of shit with a planet that's uninhabitable.
You just have to be careful. It's glass now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, watch your feet.
Is the Star Wars world one galaxy?
Yeah.
It is.
Yes, but there are other galaxies and stuff has come from them and they have gone to them.
We have never gone outside of the Star Wars galaxy, though.
But Jesus Christ. It's not outside of in the Legends, there was a...
they have a name for it? Is it the Milky Way?
No, it's a faraway galaxy.
Okay.
It's a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah, colloquially,
of course.
It's the galaxy far, far away, okay. Yes. But I don't know if it has an official name in canon. It probably does, because everything does. Every background
the
character
Skywalker
in a Star
galaxy.
Wars movie
yeah, the Skywalker galaxy.
Has, like, a profile, a name, a first name, last name, and has a fucking backstory.
You want to get into some minutia? Did you know that the guy who pulls the lever to shoot the Death Star has a full story?
What?
Yeah, actually multiple.
What, the guy who, like, pulls the little lever and goes,
yeah. You know,
So when the camera panned over
that one guy pulling that lever, that motherfucker has a name and a backstory.
I'll tell you a story. I don't remember his name, but I'll tell you a story. He has two stories. So, one's canon, one's not. I'm not going to tell you which.
Okay.
It's okay. It probably doesn't matter.
They line up fairly well.
The
so,
fact that they cared to change it later.
One story is that when he pulled the lever for the... Alderaan.
How do I know that better than you do? I guess because I watched the movies.
A million
voices
spoke out.
Yeah. Yep.
Yelled out and were suddenly silenced. Anyways,
yep.
He pulled the lever and he felt real bad about it. So when they got up to Yavin, and he was like, you may fire when ready. He hesitated for like a few seconds, wondering if he could do it. And that's what led for Luke Skywalker to have enough time to blow up the Death Star. Or alternative, if you like to take the more hero route, they had a whole comic line where...
A whole comic line? Dude, stop.
Okay.
There's actually a lot more than one.
Sorry, this is actually a different person, but I'll tell you that story too. So the other story is basically... This guy, actually, no, this is just straight up different. All right, different person, but he was the last surviving guy of Alderaan.
Okay.
Alderaan. And he was on Darth Vader's flagship. You know, Darth Vader survived the battle of Yavin. And Darth Vader wanted to see if he was still loyal. So they flew over to this moon where there was just like a random surviving little refugee place. And like, you don't know who they are. And he's like, they're traitors. Shoot them.
Okay.
And so the guy's like, if I shoot them, they'd make me feel bad. But if I don't, Darth Vader is going to kill me.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, so he hesitates, but he does it.
Well, it's like the pilots of the Enola Gay and stuff. Darth Vader's like, oh, shit.
Good job. That was the last surviving members of the Alderaan. That was the only thing you had left. Good job, buddy.
Why is he?
And I think he ended up killing himself or something like that.
Okay. Just, well, at least it's not the guy who pulled the lever, I guess.
The lever guy died.
I just did a quick Google of this because you seemed a little shocked that this other character had a full comic run. I did the quick Google search. How many Star Wars books are there? The list of Star Wars books 760. Is long. All the Star Wars books put together make for around 381 books, not including comics and other media like short stories, collected stories, and secret history publications.
I thought that would be, I thought that'd be way more. Mm. I really did. My dad read some of those when I was a kid, and
there are a lot of them.
According to my dad, when you're in the Marines, really all you can do is just like sit around and read books. So he just read the Star Trek and the Star Wars books like endlessly. That was basically what he did. In his service.
Yeah, nerd
shit
is like...
Who's your favorite Star Trek character?
I don't watch Star Trek,
so I
have...
Give me one of them.
Picard.
Yeah,
Everyone loves Picard.
I'm trying to think of any character...
I'm gonna judge you for it, too.
I'm trying to think of any character's name besides Picard. I really am. I'm really struggling right now. Who's the...
You like Geordi?
The guy that sits backwards.
Oh. Oh,
Geordi
the,
LaForge,
the
I know.
Second,
I know
the second
in
command on the Enterprise.
Oh, Riker?
Riker,
yeah.
Yeah,
Riker. There you go. I know, there you
Riker,
go. There's
Riker's
another,
a good choice.
There's another character I know.
You would probably actually like Riker as a character if you watched Star Trek.
I can't watch it. I lose interest like immediately in Star Trek every time.
Yeah, because
I think it's pretty
you're
interesting.
Dumb.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're telling me. I need... I just don't want to take the time... to invest myself in something that I feel like is going to do me no good on this planet. Like, when will it ever do me any good to watch Star Trek? I guess in situations like this, where I'm talking on a podcast.
About
and people
say.
Can, yeah,
maybe
I guess.
We can talk about Star Trek.
Well, get my wife in here. She knows she watched every fucking show of Star Trek that's ever existed.
Oh, wow. I didn't
like
know she was such
10
a big fan.
Years ago. No, she's not. She wasn't even a fan. She just found out she could. And then she was like, yeah, I guess I'll watch all of this. And then did.
Fair enough.
No, not fair enough. Learn a talent. Learn to like learn
You've
an instrument.
You've never binged a long TV show?
No, not really. I mean,
really?
I'm trying to think of one. Does Dragon Ball Z count? I mean, I watched that over like the course of like 6 years as a child. So
that's not binging. That's just watching it as it comes out.
No, I have never watched like One Piece. I've never binged watched Naruto or you know like any of that stuff. I look at like the number and I go, certainly my time on this planet is worth more than watching all of One Piece.
If you want another old sci-fi property
that's why
that,
you
like,
watch it while you work out
a long time ago but like has existed all the way up until now and has been slowly improving over years and years, you know,
Genshin Impact.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I called that Gaijin Impact earlier.
Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact, well known for coming out in the mid-60s,
yes.
You know, and being
it was only on
staple,
phones at the time, though.
A staple of sci-fi at the time, you know. Yeah, because Tamagotchis totally didn't, you know, not exist for another 25 or 30 years. But anyway, no, I was actually referring to Doctor Who.
Oh, God, fuck that, dude.
Oh, yeah, let's
that.
Get you into Doctor Who.
No.
Dude, Doctor
My
Who's
dad
nice.
Started watching it, and I legitimately called him gay to his face. My dad
My
was
dad
like,
likes Doctor
who's your
Who?
Favorite Doctor Who character?
I've never really watched a lot of it. Uh-huh. I've always been like kind of a Fringe fan where I've like, I watch other people watch it and I'm like, oh yeah, this is cool. This is neat.
Yeah.
You know, I like this. This is pretty cool. I watched a whole breakdown of all the old Who, the classic Who.
You know, they lost a lot of that footage.
Yes. A lot of the first season just doesn't exist anymore because the lost BBC media. Recorded over them. Lost
it was black
the tapes.
And white. I mean, it,
yeah,
it's
it was
old.
Black and white. It's it was mostly media. Just an educational TV show at the time. It was the idea is like the doctor was like an older man and he would take his nephews with him and like show them shit from history. And then it evolved from there.
What was that? It's like that show with the kid and the dog.
Yes.
They like, yeah,
yes.
It's
was
that.
Exactly like that. Yeah. That was, it was like that with a slightly cooler premise.
It's Wishbone, but and with then, like a cooler premise.
Yeah, that's not Wishbone. Wishbone.
Yeah,
was,
I know. Wishbone's the cool
he,
one.
He walked into books. That yeah. was his thing.
Which ruled.
Yeah, it was very, very good.
What Wishbone kind of was awesome.
You know what else was a good book
What kind
series?
Of dog?
Yeah, what kind of dog was
Percy there? Jackson.
I hear that those are good.
It's
not
so
that,
good.
Not anything that's been produced, you know, visually speaking on screen. But
Disney's coming out with a new thing.
Are
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
We'll I'd
see,
be interested
we'll
in
see how they fuck that up.
Well, they fucked the last one up.
Did you yeah. see how much they
Wait,
fucked
did
up
Disney
Artemis Fowl?
I think so.
Did they? Oh my God.
Dude, did what?
How much
that fucked up Artemis Fowl?
Did they?
Oh,
I mean, yeah, it wasn't hard. Artemis Fowl's not that good, but
dude, yeah, you want to know my story?
If they take a not very good story and slaughter it anyway.
Yeah,
that's what they did.
Got some
Disney
Morbius
would never.
Vibes going on.
Disney would never.
Yeah,
no, but like we all agree, Artemis Fowl, good for one book. Rest are trash.
I actually never read them. I'm
trash.
Just aware of the thing.
Like, when I was in high school. So, you know, Artemis Fowl came out, right? Like you were,
yeah. I remember people
Middle
being fans
school.
Of it back
yeah.
in the day.
So Artemis Fowl came out when I got my car and oh. I had to drive myself to school. So instead of driving to school, I would drive to Walmart, read one page of Artemis Fowl and then fall asleep in the Walmart aisle with all the books sleeping up against the rack.
No.
Yeah. So, huh. you know, that's my experience with Artemis Fowl.
The Walmart
actually sounds
employee
kind of would
come
nice.
By and throw some
it
water
It was
in her face.
Not really. Okay, yeah. The Walmart people eventually caught on to me and were like, all right, you're going to have to get the fuck out of here.
Just like when I was a kid going to the Pokemon meetings at Books A Million until I found the sexuality section.
Oh, yeah. There
and
you
I
go.
And I just sat down in that section.
Hell
and I was
yeah.
just like, oh.
As a child going to that Books A Million, I remember I would go to the manga section and then there would be like, some manga that were in plastic wrap, you know, and then I would see if I could find one that wasn't in plastic wrap.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, "Oh, I know, this is going to be some good shit."
Yeah, this one's
in plastic wrap.
Gotta have titties in it.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I need them anime titties.
God, that's going to be such a that's such a like a relic of our own past.
Oh
like,
yeah,
that will not exist in the future at all.
Once I they figured put, out the original Dragon Ball had Bulma's titties in it in like the first two issues, I was just like, "I'm there.
You're set.
I'm
they
there."
They put plastic wrap over adult magazines in the Barnes & Noble.
Did
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they do it today.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. No, if you want to get like a Hustler or a Playboy or something, you can get those at a Books A Million or a Barnes & Noble, but you have to go to the customer service stand.
You got it.
We'll have some displays on the very top shelf that you can't actually get.
You have and to then... drive exactly 20 minutes north of our current position.
Yeah.
If you go that way and then turn off on exit 86.
Here are the coordinates.
B. Walk. And then turn off on Barnes.
Walk 2 miles west.
Now, you just have
Face
to ask
the
for
sun.
Them. That way, people don't steal them.
Yeah.
Because if we just left it out there, people would steal them. Not even because they were bad people and they wanted to steal it. They were just too embarrassed to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted it. And they didn't want it for any reason that you should be ashamed of, because that there's only one
I
reason
think
to
we've
buy fucking
asked
porn.
This before and you answered know? It, but I'm just checking on everyone again.
Yeah.
All right, you're in Japan. Surrounded by a group of people, but
Japanese people.
Yeah,
I scream,
but
I kill myself
over in an alleyway where they can all see you is yeah. the used panties machine.
Oh yeah, we've been over this. You said you wouldn't buy one and I told you I would buy used panties and then I would frame them on my wall, and if I went to Japan I'd buy your ass some used panties and bring them back to you and get them framed for you to put up on your wall.
Okay.
They took down that machine. They even the nasty town that one machine was in, they were just like, look,
too nasty.
Too nasty.
Everyone knows that we're degenerates, but I put my foot down at selling soiled underwear
also,
in a vending machine.
I saw something else that was like, oh, that's really smart. So like one lady was like, oh yeah, I sell used panties. And the way she does it is basically she opens a can of tuna.
Jesus Christ.
And then rolls it around a little bit and
oh
then just like
God.
Empties it out. It's like, boom, used panties.
That's
hilarious.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Is a smart person. I don't care if you're scamming people who are just like being degenerate in the first place. I feel like it's kind of fair game.
Absolutely. You know what? The used panty machine apparently died, and now it's back.
Oh, nice. They brought it back.
They brought it back.
Used panties are back on the menu, boys.
What about their panties? They don't need those.
Come back.
Just to nibble.
tell us a little bit more. What happened? Why is it back?
They brought them back in 2014, apparently.
Before the Trump presidency.
Exactly.
That's surprising.
They were like, we got to get this.
It was
this.
A liberal era. You know, Obama was still in presidency.
Yeah. In the early 2000s, local laws were amended to make it illegal to buy those products from minors, especially those under the age of 18.
Oh,
I really hope
Christ.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Vending machines for used underwear are still in existence. The items inside are probably from the 20s to 40s, rarely high teen underwear over the age of 18. Sellers who put up vending machines stopped buying pants from underagers. Good to know. I don't know why is this in this article?
Why? Hold on.
I want to
know.
I
want to know the business.
I promise you, none of them came from minors.
I want to know the Japanese businessman who went to a high school and was like, "Oh, give me your panties."
Yeah. Patrick, put the music behind it. put some oriental music behind that.
You look like proper schoolgirl. I give you good rates.
How much do you think he paid him?
Give you double if you shit your pants.
I give you a double if you shit your pants.
I need to clarify something.
Yeah. Since you're not gay?
Yeah.
No, that's just not
so
true.
So to all the Catholics who still view us.
Yeah. Yeah, none of them.
I'm sorry. I did generalize. I did. Okay.
If you
diddle
kids,
back.
Fuck you. But I know that most of you don't.
Okay.
Unless
you
work for the church.
All of you are weirdos, and a weird large majority diddles kids.
Okay.
But not all of you.
A weird large majority? What
it
do you consider?
It keeps making the news.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much
I
individual
say,
Catholics
I say it's a weird large
it is,
majority when you keep making the news.
Yeah.
Much like, you know, the church in most places, it's not so much the individual members that I'm mad at. It's the organization itself for, like, hiding and defending these people. Like, I don't care about you individual Catholics. As long as you ain't diddling kids... Quite frankly, don't get offended, but your priests did diddle those kids.
But let's be honest, on a 50-50 scale, the chances that you might diddle kids because you're Catholic gets weirdly heavy on one side.
Look, if you were a Catholic priest, you'd understand. You're getting put in that position, you know?
Yeah, it's one thing to spread rumors.
Goddamn,
it's
sexy,
another thing.
Sexy teenagers.
It's another thing when I'm watching a video and I hear a statistic that's just like, oh, yeah, like 1 out of 50. So like 2% of all of the people who work for the church are confirmed
diddlers. Yeah.
Like, and that I was like, what kind of bullshit statistic is that? And it's like, says the Pope.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, no.
I was like, you've got to be shitting me. That's what the Pope was willing to admit.
Also, that means it's organized.
That also means it has to be worse than that.
Yeah, yeah. It's that's some
because
organized
if that's
shit.
That's the official statement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. About 2% of us are pedophiles.
That's what the Pope sounds
there
like. I don't know if you ever heard
there are thousands of people working for your church.
Did you
that means
break
there are
the chair?
That means there are thousands of pedophiles that you know about.
It just goes up and down.
Oh, okay.
Give
also,
them all up. I want the list of names, and I want them all removed from the church and possibly
Judge
from
Erickson
this.
Get them.
Hey, Joe J. is going to take him out.
Look, you're the one who said that you were going to, you know, be down with Jesus. You can go meet him and explain. Go meet him and explain.
My
right
son.
Now.
I love the comments who are like, now do Islam. Like it's like, a tit for tat, you
guys,
know.
One, we already did.
Yeah, I have a drawing of Muhammad. On my fridge.
Yeah, like, we
I'm
totally
not gonna,
did
we're not
going
to say which one did it,
you'll have
but
to...
their name starts with an E, and he might be sitting next to me. But, you know.
Yes, you'll have to actually watch the old podcast to figure out who did that.
Ha, joke's on you. You can only get it on everything that isn't YouTube, actually. Now
ha!
Ha! Joke's on you. Go somewhere else, I guess.
I guess as long as you're still listening to us, it's not affecting our
bottom
line.
Looks like you'll have to listen to every episode to find out.
God, I don't even... Like, if somebody came to me and was like, what episode is that? I'd be like, I have no clue.
Just see where the episodes start, and then... go to the other function and go back from there.
Yeah.
That'll narrow it down for you.
Yeah.
There might even be something
you
in
know, tell
it.
You
like,
what,
I think
just
you
go
might
to
have
Spotify,
even
start with episode one, keep going till you get back to this one.
No, you can skip
you'll
forward to like
it.
Episode.
Yeah, you'll get it
like,
eventually.
You'll get it.
You can skip forward to like episode 15 or 20 because it was after I got there.
Go to our Patreon. Give us a dollar. Go up from there. You'll find
that it. Was also that was the second season when you got there, too. There's like 30 episodes where you're not there.
Okay. I wasn't sure how many there were before I got there.
There were 100 and something.
Before I got there?
Yeah.
I will say, I don't think it's like a great episode or anything.
No, it's. I don't think so.
There were only like 20 available on YouTube when
the
I looked.
Yes, I got rid of them. The quality is bad. The quality is bad.
So you only kept the ones you liked a little better.
No, not really. I just wholesale just got rid of all of them, really.
Oh. So and then, rest assured, Catholic faith, we did get Islam.
Yeah, we took them down first.
Catholics, it was Islam first, then the Jews, and now it's you.
Exactly.
Okay, calm
you
down.
You were the third one
also,
up.
Also, you don't want to be made fun of. Don't do shit that we can make fun of you for.
Speaking of things that you can make fun of Catholics for, when I was a child, I once got told a story about a Catholic monk, because I was raised Catholic,
right.
Who was living in a monastery, and of course, as a monk, you can't. He was some certain type of monk to where he couldn't.
Sure.
He could
take
sex.
Specific kinds of vows.
Yeah, he could have sex, but only with his wife. Fair.
Okay.
Can't
that's
jack
pretty...
off. Fair.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. They're just trying to keep you on the straight and narrow for the most part.
The
these are somewhat
narrow.
Reasonable rules if you're just trying to live a straight edge.
He lives in a monastery. You know, he works in a monastery. Mm-hmm. His wife like lives in like the town down the road or something. Right.
Okay. That's
cool.
Fine.
His wife dies, and he's distraught, and his wife is getting buried, and he can't jack off, and he can't fuck his wife, because his wife's dead.
He did not fuck that corpse.
Not the corpse, Eric. He gathered a piece of his wife, and kept it in his room, and he used the everybody's favorite technique, the very front of the face. His wife's eye holes were apparently appropriately sized for his dick.
He cut off her head?
Yes. And kept it in his room.
Oh, I thought he had cored out her vagina at first, which I don't know if that's better or worse now.
All right, check this out. There's also...
I just had a primal reaction to the words, cored out vagina.
You should have seen that. Will like, just turned blue like he's seen a ghost.
None of this is okay, though.
No, like, actually... Contrary to popular belief, there were no rules against this.
Air Bud could play basketball.
I mean, it's just desecrating a corpse.
Yeah, but like, it was your wife's corpse.
So
and
you
he's
owned
still technically,
it.
Yeah, he's still technically having sex with his wife.
And you gotta remember, this is the Vatican.
Yeah, though this, yeah, this
yeah,
wasn't
this
the Vatican,
was,
and also this
was
hundreds of years ago.
Catholicism. Yeah.
So
however, they said loophole achieved.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
That, like, you know,
they said loophole achieved,
sure
and he got away with
socket.
It for
something achieved.
Yeah, for something achieved. He got away with it for like a week or something. And
yeah.
Then,
well, that meat.
Yeah.
Does this thing after it
oh,
dies?
No, no, there was no meat. That he flayed it. It just the skull, just the bone. That was all.
He was skull fucking her.
Yeah, he was literally skull fucking.
I got that
his
he was
skull
fucking her, but he like prepped it too.
Yeah.
Do you think? Bone would not feel that good on your dick.
Probably not. No, I thought
what
about that
you,
a lot.
What
I mean,
would you put around the bone eye socket
that you can get in a monastery? Candle wax is all I can think. Like you might put some candle.
Yeah,
wax.
Maybe
you
can cut
it up
a little
with...
bit of like robe.
Yeah,
for that soft texture.
See, we could figure this out. You and me, Will.
Now you're just making a sex toy. I mean,
yeah, that's
what
he
did.
That's what he
yeah,
did.
Like,
out of your dead
out of your dead wife's
skull.
Fucking skull.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So they invented a new rule. No fucking your dead wife.
Yeah,
you know.
Makes sense.
And,
yeah, you can't fuck anyone after they die.
As far as I know, he stayed being a monk somehow. But,
Air Bud got to play basketball.
Yeah,
I mean,
Air Bud
fair,
got to play basketball, exactly.
He caught them in a loophole, and they realized they literally had to write a new rule because of it. So they couldn't fire him for breaking a rule that they had not made yet.
Can you get fired from being a monk?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
It's
you
called
get
excommunication. Yeah. I mean, technically speaking, you can get fired without getting excommunicated. They'd just be like, son, I don't think this is the lifestyle for you. You need to go try to do something else.
Do
you
think if you asked the Pope, he'd excommunicate you?
That's a good question.
I don't like which
can
pope
you
though, you know?
Ask
like
the
new one
pope to excommunicate.
Like if I was
you.
A Make-A-Wish child.
Yeah, and you were like, I want to go to hell.
And I made a wish for the pope to excommunicate me. Would he do it?
He probably
don't think he can.
Do you think he'd look at you and think you were possessed
Why
by
don't
a demon?
You think the pope can excommunicate people?
I mean,
it
he
has
can.
To be a punishment. Like he can't in good faith, you know, excommunicate
Punish
someone.
Punish me, Pope. I've been a bad boy.
Yeah, you start coming on to the Pope.
Watch out now. He'll never excommunicate you for that. You'll be in the Catholic Church for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, that'll only be...
This kid's a make-a-wish kid.
If
it'll
you
be
get
like
caught, you'll probably have to move churches and change your name occasionally. But yeah, no, that's a good way to be in the Catholic Church.
He's a make-a-wish kid, Eric. The rest of his life's going to be like a month at most.
He'll fulfill your wishes.
Yeah.
You think that
fill
the,
you up full of wish cream.
I really hope that the new Pope doesn't fuck kids.
No, I will say
I don't
in
think
fairness,
the Pope does.
The new Pope seems okay.
I wonder if that's like because we're not Catholic.
He's been a little bit more progressive.
It's 100% because we're not Catholic.
Yeah,
Catholics
not like him?
Don't like him.
No,
as much.
The Catholics do not. From what I understand, the Catholic Church does not like the new Pope.
The one
that
standing
much.
Right now is the one who tossed out the. The golden
don't ask, don't
gilded
tell.
Throne and had them make him a wooden one, didn't he?
Yeah.
I like that.
That's cool.
I gotta admit, like, that's pre-based.
He's also the guy who
like,
said, hey,
I can't argue with that.
Maybe marry the gays.
True.
You don't have to accept them as members of your church, but maybe we marry them. Also, he's the same Pope who said, hey, maybe the Marxists have a point.
Did he say anything bad? Has he said anything bad? Did he do, like, a Dalai Lama tongue in a boy thing?
Not yet.
Not that I know of.
I'm sure he's done something, right?
He stuck his tongue in a few boys.
Okay.
He's done.
Who of us
better
hasn't?
About the molesting thing? Because he's.
What do you mean he's done better about? How do you do better
he's
about
cut
molesting?
Back, okay, he's cut
yeah,
back.
Yeah, he had a real problem.
Well, he's sharing information with the public now.
That's true.
And so I feel like it's not nowhere near enough. You know. Every single priest that did this should be excommunicated and handed over to local law enforcement.
This is a weird episode. Star Wars and Catholics.
What do you mean it's a weird episode? We've changed topics every 5 minutes.
So
this
Catholics,
is
you're right.
Here's
the thing.
It's on brand. It's on brand.
Here's
the
thing.
Branded
all
episode.
Catholics, I have this to say to you and just this.
I love
if
you.
If you guys
and I want to touch
on
you.
Your own get rid of those guys and kick them all out of your church... then people will start trusting you again.
How would you even do that?
If you don't and you keep defending them, we're going to keep making fun of you because you're the ones harboring the pedophiles.
I'm going to keep making fun of them anyways.
Yeah,
you're never
going to
be
weirdos.
Above reproach.
I will say all of you are weirdos. I mean, you think the body of Christ turns into an actual body. You're cannibals.
Yeah.
You're self-admitted cannibals.
Yeah, that's a big part of their religion. Will.
That doesn't really
so guess
bother
what?
Me so much.
I don't take like, back the weirdo you know, comment. You're weirdos.
You can
think
have
you drink
weird
blood.
Rituals. That's fine. I don't care
they
about
believe
your
it.
Weird
no,
rituals.
They think that the blood, the wine turns into blood.
That's a real thing in Catholicism.
Look, I know. I know how that goes.
It's like, yeah.
Okay.
It's just,
so
don't
look at me like I'm being the crazy one there. They're the crazy ones. They think that they're doing cannibalism.
Bro, have you ever seen magic?
No, it doesn't exist.
Okay, then. What are you talking about? All religions are ridiculous.
Have you ever
there
seen
is
Eric,
no such thing
I'm
as magic.
I'm just telling you that they're
there are
cannibals.
No magical men in the sky.
They're cannibals.
There are no mythical creatures.
Catholics are cannibals, Eric.
They could call it whatever the fuck they want. They still just ate a cracker and drank grape
all
juice.
All I'm saying is I ain't going to the Catholic barbecue.
What's wrong, man? You don't want to fry up a little blood?
I don't want
body
any,
and blood of Christ?
I don't want some long pig.
Yeah, some long Christ.
Bro, I don't know if you know this. But Mexico is like 90% Catholic, and I am game for any Mexican barbecue. I'm just saying. I am just
Eric,
saying.
That's what
down,
Mexican food is.
If you have been out with some Mexicans.
Cannibalism,
if you have been
Eric.
Out with some Mexicans at a barbecue, you would not be saying that because a Mexican barbecue, I mean a big family too, like get you like 20 people out.
Which religion has the best cooks? I'm going with the Mennonites.
I was just going to say like...
No, they cook bland food.
You're fucking wrong.
Mm-mm. It's definitely not the Jews. The Jews have like the worst food in the world.
Yeah.
It's like bagels.
Jew food bad.
Yeah, but, big funny Jew food bad.
I keep finding curly hair in it.
I would say
Baptists, maybe. Baptists probably cook up some ribs.
They do like, they do pretty decent barbecue.
Jehovah's Witness. I bet Jehovah's Witness cooks some good
food. No way.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I bet Jehovah's Witness cook up some like ribs, some
Mormons?
Mean ribs.
What do you think Mormons do?
Ooh.
Mormons are very diverse, I feel like, so.
Ooh. Probably like steak and wine.
Shit. They got like a lot of shit.
What is the, Rastafarians.
Ooh.
I bet you they got some jerked chicken to die for.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Like, Jamaican chicken is fucking delicious.
Oh
they got
God,
some
you're right.
wonderful recipes.
Jews might have good food just because they have a lot of lamb-based stuff.
Yeah, but like a lamb lot of it's so like good, really though. Bland. Like no. They also have gefilte fish and whatever, where it's like shitty fucking fish.
I'll tell you, you don't you see a lot lamb? Of it around here.
You want to go to you want to go to town? There's after a place to get some lamb.
Yeah, where you can get lamb.
Really?
Yeah, in the town in down the road. No, and
dang it, I said. The
I know
thing.
If you go all the way over,
that.
Not
you,
here, in like 30 miles away.
If you went all the way over to like Tupelo or something,
oh, I know the place
I know
you're
that there's
about.
A there's a restaurant in the downtown area down there, that serves lamb.
Yeah, and you can get it from Barnes.
Something called like a lamb lollipop, where you got like the big bone and a big hunk of meat at the end of it. And
yeah, you're talking about.
No, yeah. It's not. It's near them.
Oh yeah,
I think that they're
Greek, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That guy creeps me the fuck out. The guy who
yeah, he's weird. But yeah.
that makes guy, him weird.
Is he's like Greek? Locally famous to a certain degree.
Yeah.
He owns a lot of businesses. He cooks a lot of food. He's weird.
He never shuts up. He's like, he's very serious.
He's like nice enough, and he's like,
he's nice in a creepy way. That's like, what it is.
Yeah, like you can look him up online.
Give me an impression of him.
It would just be being a Jew. He's like, that's what it is. He's like your generic sneaky Jew archetype. Like that's like he even sounds like it. He acts
he's
like
rubbing
it.
His hands.
Yeah, he's just like, fucking. I mean, weird,
does he
dude.
Sound like just an old Jewish guy?
This is just a stereotyping, by the way. He doesn't really do weird things. He's just like awkward.
No, yeah, he's kind of. I mean, like what he cares about. He cares about like
he hides
his own
behind post
projects.
A lot.
Yeah,
yeah, he does.
He likes to make businesses, and those businesses tend to succeed.
Wait, you're
so,
telling me, telling me, I'm just wanting to get this correct. This old Jewish guy owns a lot of businesses, has a lot of capital within the downtown area that we're nearby. He's kind of weird, kind of mysterious.
Eric, could you get like a few of your friends together? Maybe we can take care of this guy. I mean, I know you've got a few contacts.
You mean this successful American business owner who's been giving back to the community
for
decades?
Look, if he was a German business owner, then it would be an entirely different... Why does it matter if he's an American?
Eric, let me ask you this. This is important. What color is his hair?
Probably black or gray, I guess.
It's like salt and pepper, dude. It's white. He's an old man.
Okay. What color is his eyes?
Fuck if I know.
Have you done any like phrenology on him? Like,
yeah, what's his skull shape?
Yeah, what's his skull shape? I know you and your boys get together and
I'll study this kind of thing.
Yes.
They call you Measurehead on the streets.
Sorry,
Measurehead. He has like one of those like skull measuring devices. He's like, hold still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. If I'm not sizing hats, I don't really see a lot of use in phrenology.
Okay. Sure. I mean, like, your friends do. I get it. You're the haberdasher.
You just help them out. I get it.
Yeah. They call you the haberdasher.
No, I sell them all illegal weapons.
Somebody who makes hats.
A haberdasher?
Yeah, haberdasher.
Where did that word come from?
I would assume Germany.
Probably.
Sounds kind of
think it's
Northern
German?
European.
Does not sound German to me.
Well, I mean, also, they were doing a lot of head measuring over there. They had to have a name for it that didn't sound like phrenology.
Sit! Sit! For the haberdasher! Sit down, von Dingang! Sit down!
It's called the... Yeah, they used to just call him the...
Is that your German impression? Yeah. That's pretty good, dude.
Jew identifier, you know, and then they decide that was a little too on the nose. And also, you know, we're perfectly okay with killing other minorities.
That's
so
true.
They had to give it a slightly better name than that. So, you know,
I wonder. So
the Grand Jew Finder General.
I wonder who the
Grand Jew Finder General. We got to get a new name for him. Yeah.
Who do you think was the very first minority person to get killed?
Probably,
like,
some albino dude in Africa just got fucking mauled by rocks.
You're totally right. Like, back in caveman days, some guy got born albino, and they were like...
He's cursed.
Yeah.
Sling that baby around.
They fed him to the lions,
They would think there's something wrong with him, and to be fair, they'd be kind of right. Like,
dude, if you were an albino in
that'd
Africa...
That'd be hard to fucking live. Like, you'd die of sun cancer or something.
Yeah, you'd die of sunburn, probably.
Yeah,
like legitimately.
They wouldn't know how to, like... account
he
for
also
that.
Was like had a weird obsession with making everyone slaves. It was not
he was a really weird guy, honestly. If you look back in history and you read up on that guy, weird dude, honestly.
Weird dude.
Well, anyways, that's been the Anything Cast, folks. Thank you for listening. I'm Patrick.
I'm Eric.
And I'm albino Will.
My phrenology textbook will decide that.